And we'll take a look at the leaderboards right now. It's your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. As I mentioned, the PGA Tour final week of their season in Orlando this weekend. Walt Disney World, the Children's Miracle Network Classic. And after three rounds of play, a four-way tie at the top. Mattias Gronberg, Justin Leonard, Justin Rose, and George McNeil are all at 13 under par, 203 after 54 holes. You've got a two-way tie for fifth. Nick O'Hearn and Carl Pedersen are both at 12 under par. Will McKenzie, Jupiter resident Will McKenzie, at minus 11, two shots back. Joe Ogilvie, Stephen Ames, Jeff Overton, Bill Haas, Zach Johnson, and Matt Wybring are all at minus 10. And then you go another shot back at 9 under par, and you find Jimmy Walker, Tom Lehman, Jonathan Bird, Greg Owen, and the Florida Gator, Chris DeMarco. All those men are at 9 under par, four shots back. So after three rounds of play, a four-way tie for the top spot with Gronberg, Leonard, Rose, and McNeil. And, of course, the largest storyline here this final week at Disney is your final chance to win official money to secure your tour card for 2010. Top 125 on the PGA Tour money list get their tour card for the following season. And there, we've already had some moves. We've already had a couple of guys in on that bubble that have missed the cut. Steve Flesch, coming into this tournament, 122nd on the money list, $668,000 in earnings this year. He has missed the cut. Number 123, right behind Flesch, Robert Garrigues, $657,000 in earnings this year. He has missed the cut. And then number 125, the guy that was directly on the bubble, and there was a lot of news about him, a lot of stories written about him coming into this week, David Duval, the former major champion, former number one player in the world. David Duval came into this week right smack dab on the bubble, 125th on the list, last guy to have gotten his tour card if he could have kept that position. But he has not. He has missed the cut, and he will end his 2009 season with only $623,000 in earnings. And I say only, and it's astonishing to me that David Duval finished second at the U.S. Open, and he will not get his tour card for 2010 by way of the money list. Now, obviously, he tied for second along with Phil Mickelson and Ricky Barnes. Had any of those three players, and specifically Ricky Barnes or David Duval, because Phil Mickelson's not struggling for his tour card, but had Barnes or Duval finished second solo at the U.S. Open, they would have won enough money with just that one finish to be safely in the top 125. It's looking like it's going to take roughly $700,000 to keep your tour card for 2010, and that number is below what it's been in years past. Obviously, a lot of tournament purses this year remained the same. They did not increase because of the economy, and we did lose a couple of sponsors here on the PGA Tour, although the number of events remained the same. So the number this year, 700,000, it's going to take roughly to keep your PGA Tour card for 2010. And we already know that the three guys who were on, Steve Flesch, number 123, Robert Garrigues, and number 125, David Duval, they have all missed the cut. So you would assume that all three of those men will drop outside of the top 125 because some other players that have made the cut this week will likely be moving up. Number 121, Ricky Barnes. He is at $672,000 in earnings for the year. As I mentioned, he also tied with David Duval and Phil Mickelson for second at the U.S. Open. Ricky Barnes, Rich Beam, number 124 on the money list, $636,000. He made the cut as well. He is at 6 under par overall going into today's final round at Disney. Chris Riley as well is playing his final round today at Disney. He is at number 126 on the money list, $613,000. So a lot of machinations. Now, specifically about David Duval, because even though he will not be getting his tour card for 2010 by way of the money list, he still has some options. Now, his most obvious option is he can decide not to play any more golf for the rest of the year. He has registered for Q School in a couple of weeks, first week of December at Bear Lakes. Now, he could still decide not to enter Q School. As of right now, David Duval would have conditional status for 2010. He would be in between that 126 through 150. And conditional status assures you of about a dozen events. You know, that would assure him of about 12 to 13 events next season in 2010. That's not a lot of tournaments. However, he's also assured of being in all three of the year's first majors. He is in the Masters next year, and he is in the U.S. Open next year, thanks to his second-place finish at the U.S. Open. He's also in the British Open next year because he's a former champion. He won the 2001 British Open. So he is in all three of the year's first three majors next season. So that gets him 15 total events if you also account the roughly 12 events that he'll likely get into with conditional status. And then you figure he's a big-time name. He's a former number one player in the world. You know, you would think that that would get him some sponsors exemptions as well. So you would think that he would get another four or five or perhaps six sponsors exemptions next season. We're looking at a David Duval 2010 PGA Tour season of roughly 20 to 21 to 22 events that would include the first three majors of the year if he decides just to shut it down right now and not play any more golf the rest of the season and not enter Q School a couple weeks from now at Bear Lakes. There's a big difference between being 125 and being 126th or worst on the PGA Tour. For one, all the Q School and Nationwide grads have status ahead of 126 through 150 on the money list. That means that setting a schedule is very difficult for these guys like David Duval, who as of right now would have conditional status, 126 through 150. We're going to talk a lot more about all this conditional status in the next segment during our One Hot Topic. Our One Hot Topic this week, top 125, final week on the PGA Tour to get official money for keeping your tour card for 2010. All the different exemptions on the tour, priority rankings, you know, we're going to go through the entire list, and now it's going to be an abridged list because there are actually 33 total separate classifications. I'm not going to bore you with all 33 of them. I've got an abridged list from top to bottom, and obviously the higher on the list you are, the better, and it begins with winners of majors the last 5 years. I mean, that's the top dog in golf. If you won a major in the last 5 years, you get into pretty much any tour event that you want into, even the limited field events like the Memorial and the AT&T National and the Arnold Palmer. And then we'll go down that list and all the way down, you know, including top 125, including top 25 from Q School, including the Nationwide Tour as well. So that is in the next segment. One last note here relative to leaderboards before we break, and that is the Australian Masters down under Kingston Heath Golf Club in Melbourne, Australia, and the tournament is done. Tiger Woods has won his seventh event of the year. He shot a final round 68 earlier today to win his seventh event of the season, the Australian Masters, and believe it or not, it's Tiger's first ever career victory in Australia. And he had actually come into this week, it had been 11 years since Tiger had played down under, and Tiger Woods has won the Australian Masters. So there you go. It's your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom.